Job chapter 2. Again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord Jehovah, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" And Satan answered the Lord Jehovah, and said, "From going back and forth in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord Jehovah said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one who fears God, and turns away from evil? And still he holds fast his integrity, although you moved me against him, to destroy him without cause." And Satan answered the Lord Jehovah, and said, "Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. But put forth your hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord Jehovah said to Satan, "Look, he is in your hand. But save his life." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord Jehovah and struck Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took for himself a broken piece of pottery to scrape himself with, and he sat down among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold on to your integrity? Curse God, and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" In all this Job did not sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that had come upon him, they came each one from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, because they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes from afar off, and did not recognize him, they lifted up their voice, and wept. And each one tore his mantle, and sprinkled dust upon his head towards heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, because they saw that his grief was very great.